Nature's rule. Keep it simple. Nature is based in simplicity. It only becomes complex when we make it complex. The principles of life in our world can be described with simple ideas, and we can do so using simple words. And it's precisely because nature is so simple that natural relationships can be described using simple mathematics. A fractal pattern is a perfect example of what I mean here. In the 1970s, a mathematics professor at Yale University named Benoit Mandelbrot developed a way for us to see the simple patterns of nature that make the world and everything in it possible. He called his new way of seeing things fractal geometry, or simply fractals. Before Mandelbrot's discovery, scientists used another kind of geometry to describe the world. It's called Euclidean geometry. The old way of thinking was that nature is so complex that it cannot be described using one system of numbers. For that reason, most of us have grown up learning a form of geometry that only approximates nature's patterns. It's the geometry that uses perfect lines, perfect squares, perfect circles, and perfect curves. This is why our first drawings of trees may have looked more like lollipops on sticks, and mountains may have looked more like pyramids when we were young artists. The problem is that nature doesn't use perfect lines and curves to build mountains, clouds, and trees. Instead, it uses imperfect fragments, a zigzag line here, a wobbly curve there, that when taken all together, become the mountains, clouds, and trees. These imperfect fragments are called fractal patterns. The key is that in a fractal, each fragment, no matter how small, looks like the larger pattern that it's a part of. The term that describes these repeating patterns is self-similar. It's because nature is made of a relatively few number of self-similar patterns that appear on many different scales that a CT scan of the blood vessels feeding the arteries of our bodies, for example, looks a lot like a satellite image of tributaries feeding the Amazon River. It's for the same reason that the energy of an electron orbiting around a nucleus looks so much like a planet orbiting around the sun. Nature is made of these simple, self-similar patterns that appear again and again at different levels of magnitude. With nature's simplicity in mind, when Mandelbrot programmed his formula into a computer, the output was stunning. By seeing everything in the natural world as small fragments that look a lot like other small fragments, in combining these similar fragments into bigger patterns, the images that were produced did more than just approximate nature. They looked exactly like nature. And that is precisely what Mandelbrot's new geometry shows about our world. Nature builds itself from simple patterns. Well, with these ideas in mind, it's not surprising that geometry shows us the idea of a turning point so beautifully as well. If we can imagine a line that begins in the upper right-hand portion of a graph and moves downward, dips briefly, and levels out, and then continues down to the lower left portion of the graph, we have just envisioned the graphic of a turning point. The point where the line changes its shape represents the place in the real world that is the subject of this book, the turning point. Because the change is possible for the line, we know with certainty that change is possible for us as well. The reason is because our lives are based upon the same natural laws as the line in the graph. While the change in the graph appears as a simple shift in the line in our lives, the change that occurs at the turning point can mean the difference between success and failure, abundance and lack, and even life and death. An easy way to think of the turning point is to consider the shape of the curves themselves. If our two-dimensional graph were to magically become three-dimensional, from the upper right portion of the drawing to the turning point, the curve is like a cup. It has a concave shape. In other words, it could hold water if it were available. And from the turning point down to the lower left of the graph, the line changes shape as if a cup has been turned upside down. This convex shape could not hold water. The place where the change occurs is the turning point. It's this place, between the two cups, where science now confirms what different mystical traditions have told us for centuries. There is a power in the place between.